Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. And I kind of debated tonight if I was going to speak tonight or if I was going to just lay low this week. But I decided that I felt that we needed some encouragement today. How many of you guys need some encouragement? I'm encouraged. Hope you guys are encouraged. And I just want to help us to stay focused. As we deal with what we're dealing with right now, for some, it's a good thing. For others, might be feeling another thing. But you know what? If we say we love God, we have to believe and know that God is still working things out. And it's going to be okay. I want to tell you that Jesus is still on the throne. I want to tell you that God is still in perfect control. I want to tell you that tonight, God is still in control. Tonight, I wanted to talk about this going and growing through, staying committed to the process. Whatever process you're in, whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're going through in your life, I just want to encourage you tonight to stay dedicated to that process. Stay dedicated to what God is trying to do in your life. We can talk about going through things. We go through things, right? We deal with life's journeys. And I know a lot of things are happening right now, but I just want to encourage you right now, whether I'm on here for a little while tonight or the whole show, I just wanted to come through and at least spread some kind of love, spread some kind of joy, hopefully for you guys. You know, tonight I'm coming from Galatians chapter 6. Verse 9, and again, I'm going to do this for a while, see how it goes, and this might be something to just hold on to for next week. I know that we're dealing with this. I don't know about you, but this is a life-changing experience that we're going through. This is history in the making. That, you know, I've never experienced anything in my life in this situation, but tonight's message really going through. We're going through and dealing with a lot. You know, and you might be saying, where is God in this process? But I want to tell you that all things work together for those who love the Lord. You know, listen, God is still ultimately in control. And how many of you guys will say that we are always going through things? We're always experiencing life. You know, and I think that I would say that tonight, you know, we need some encouragement. We need something. You know, whether you are Republican, Democrat, or independent, we're all children of God. You know, and we're all on this planet together to work together. And that's the way it's supposed to be. You know, and I've always have spoken about the things I've felt through this event, you know, but I'm not even focusing on that tonight. I just want to encourage you. Hope you'll be encouraged. I'm just sharing with you what God's placed on my heart for me to share. Give a special shout out to my cousin. Hey, cousin, you know, hey guys, you guys come through, just say, hey, let me know what you hear. But, so many people are saying that they're experiencing this. They're experiencing this, they're experiencing that, going through this, going through that. But when do we say to ourselves, I'm going to learn and be willing to become better? How many of us get to that point where we say, I'm going to learn from what I'm dealing with and become better? You know, or do we just throw in the towel at the first sign of adversity? You know, trials or differences. You know, one of the things I can really, really, really say is this, that throughout with this situation that's going on right now, it amazes me, you know, it just amazes me. Are we really listening to each other? Are we really trying to grow? Are we trying to become better? You know, when we're presented with these difficulties and life's lessons, do we forge on? Do we keep on going on, or do we just stop? Or do we throw in time? I think we talked about it before. It is not enough to just go through something, but we must be willing to learn, to improve, and to come out on the other side. But the biggest thing is this. If I'm talking, are you really listening? Are we listening to each other? You know, it's easy to throw in a towel when things don't seem to be going well. It's so much easier to say, I'm just going to stop this. I'm going to remove myself, versus saying, let me be willing to listen. Let me be willing to listen to what the person is saying. Let me be willing to listen to what that person is trying to express. Because I know some good people. And I know some good people who voted Republican. I know some good people who voted Democrat. But it made me wonder. But, you know, I'm going to say this. I don't get into the religious, debates and all those different things like that. I just love people and do my best to love people and treat people the way I want to be treated. And what would happen if we were to do that today, even in this situation? If we say, I'm going to listen. I love what you say right there, cousin. God is still on the throne. God is still on the throne. You know, Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 says this, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. You know, a man reaps what he sows. You know, guys, sometimes when we're going through things, we're wondering, how come I'm going through this? You have to ask yourself, what did I sow? What did I sow in the season before that? How did I prepare for the season? Did I prepare? You know, because listen, life is about lessons. And I want to tell you this. I know people used to make jokes about me as far as, you know, my loving education. Yes, I love education. I love going to school. I had stopped for 12 years and went back. I stopped for 12 years and worked and went back. And God blessed me to be able to get my master's and to receive a doctorate. But when do you get to that point you say, I'm going to learn? I'm going to be willing to learn. And like I said, you know, I was like, Lord, do I keep on doing this? And I felt like God was saying, no, go ahead and share this message. So I'm going to share this message with you guys, with those of you who've come through. Because I know that most of our eyes are glued to the TV. But I said, let me be obedient. Because listen, maybe you might have that mountain in front of you. Perhaps you might be dealing with some emotions and things that you are dealing with right now. But I want to tell you this, going and growing through, you know, we always are dealing with issues. But the question is, are we willing to move beyond that? Are we willing to work through those things? Or do we stop? Do we deal with the issues and then we stop and we give up and we throw in the towel? And we say, I don't want to deal with that. Rather than saying, let me work through my emotions. Let me be the better person. Let me become the better person. Staying committed to the process. Staying committed to whatever God has called you to do. And then you do that. You know, it is not necessarily easy, that part about going through and growing through, but it is necessary for our growth. It is necessary for our growth. I believe that we're coming to a time, guys, where you got to know the word of God for yourself. You have to have that relationship with God for yourself. People are crazy out here in these streets, but staying committed to the process. Letting your light shine regardless of whether people make fun of you, ridicule you, or talk about you. Listen, they talk about Noah when he was building the ark. But he kept on. But when it began to rain, then they wanted to come in. Listen, this is the time. Let's get it right. Let's get it straight. Let's get it right. You know, Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, as I read before, it says, Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Verse 8, the one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Going and growing through. You know, guys, I'm going to tell you this. My first point tonight is this: life happens. Life happens. How many of you know that sometimes you're going to have some ups? You're going to have some downs. You're going to have some trials. You know, sometimes, guys, we have to learn to become sympathetic. We have to become sympathetic. We have to get to a point where we say, you know what, Lord, what are you saying to me about this person? Because, listen, people are experiencing life every day, but just a matter, it just what matters is, what are you doing? Hey, Trina, how are you playing a role in how you treat people or how you want people to treat you? Because, listen, life happens, but how do we deal? How do we deal? You know, and that becomes a big thing. So first point tonight, life happens. Listen, people change, situations change, how people change. How well do you deal with change? You know, tonight, for those who are coming through, I'm talking about right now, going and growing through, staying committed to the process. And when you're going through that process, listen, life happens. Things happen, but how do you deal with the changes that happen in your life? Do you forget that God is in control? Do you forget? Or do you say, you know what, I'm going to run to God. Am I going to run to God? Am I going to run to people? You know, do you open up to those around you, or do you close up? Because listen, we're all dealing with life. But the problem is that sometimes we don't stay committed to the process, you know? We don't stay committed to the process. And this is the point I'm telling you guys. Don't forget who you are. Even with what we're experiencing right now, don't forget who you are. Don't forget you're a child of the King. Don't forget don't forget your integrity. You know? Staying committed to the process. Staying committed. When life happens, people change. Do you give up when people change? You say, throw in the towel. Do you say, I'm not going to keep on moving? No, you got to keep on moving. And because life happens, but it's how you react to life. How do you react to the things that are going on in your life? You know, how you guys doing? I know this might be crazy, and I'm like, am I doing the right thing coming on tonight? You know, but I'm just going to just keep on doing this. Situations change. How many guys know, even in this election, things are changing like this? Situations change. I think we're all on the edge of our seats, but I'm going to tell you this. This is how the process works. You know, listen, going and growing through, staying committed to the process, even when it seems like it's crazy, even when it seems like it's not going to work out for my good, I just want to tell you that God's going to work everything out for your good. You know, think about this. You are forced to have to make changes. What's going on, Aunt? What's going on, Auntie Waddles? What's going on? We're talking about tonight going and growing through, staying committed to the process. You know, first point tonight, life happens. People change. Situations change. You are forced to make decisions and choices. How many guys know this? You are going to make decisions and choices. You have to. But sometimes we're afraid to make the decisions and choices because we have to own up to those things that happen. We have to own up to our role in what happens in our lives. So it's so much easier to say blame this person and that person. But listen, we have to own up. And, you know, and I was reading this part, Galatians chapter 6. I'm going to focus on 9 and 10, where it says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." Now, what I'm experiencing and seeing right now, I don't see us being kind. I don't see us wanting to do good to all people. We're so focused on our wants, what we want. But you know what? Sometimes life is going to happen, but we have to keep on moving. We have to go through it. We have to grow through it. Go through it. Grow through it and stay committed to the process. So even if people aren't being good to people when they have the opportunity to be good, which I see a lot of today. I'm sure you guys see a lot of that today as well. Guess what? I'm saying that to myself, I am going to still go and grow through the process, go through this and stay committed to what God has called me to do. I'm going to tell you this. God has not forsaken you. It doesn't matter who's in the White House. Well, okay, it does matter who's in the White House. But listen, God is still ultimately in control. God is still in control. Thank you, Auntie. I see you see that. Stay committed. Thank you, Auntie Waddles. My cousin Aunt says this, focusing on a message from God is more important and a good break from the political news. God is in control of it all. Thank you, cousin Aunt. Thank you. Thank you. Guys, we have to make decisions. We have to make decisions. God has given us free will. And that's the beauty of everything. But with that free will comes responsibility, accountability, going and growing through, staying committed to the process. And you might say, staying committed to what process? The process that God wants for you. Whatever season you're in, whatever lessons God wants you to learn, staying committed to that dream, that hope that he's called you to do. If he's called you to preach the word, preach the word. Whatever he's called you to do, do it and do it well. You know, but life is going to happen. We're going to go through it. Do we go through it? Do we give up? Do we go through it? Do we grow through it? Or do we give up and say, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to give up. No, go through it. Grow. Learn. And stay committed. I want to tell you this. Don't be disheartened today. Stay committed to what God has called you to do. You have to live. And I got to tell you this. You got to live with your choices. And you have to live with the effects of your choices. Hey, what's going on, you guys coming through? I hope you guys are doing well and encouraged tonight. Tonight's message, going and growing through. Staying committed to the process. Whatever that process is, whatever God is working on in your life, working on in you. You know, first point, life happens. Second point, you will have challenges. You will have challenges. How many of you guys know that you are going to have challenges? Sometimes you can have misunderstandings. You know, but the point is this, don't give up. The point is this. Don't, something just have to put in God's hands and say, and do the part that you can do and trust that he will work things out. Hey, Trina, what's going on, Trina? How you doing tonight? I hope you're encouraged. I see some people coming through I haven't seen in a while. Hey, hope you guys are doing well. Thank you for coming through. You will have challenges. How many of you have challenges today? Hey, Josepha. Josepha's in the house. Love you. Love you. You know. Tonight, guys, and I didn't do it Tuesday because I felt so much is going on Tuesday. Thank you for sharing the video, Trina. But I wanted to come on tonight. Hey, Christy. I wanted to come on tonight and encourage you. And this is what, guys, this is where I'm at. I hope, you know, and I believe that this is probably where you are as well. We all have challenges. But how do you deal with the challenges? How do you deal with the challenges? How do you deal with the things that you are facing? How do you deal with it? How do you deal with it? Challenges equal growth. Yeah, I love that, cuz challenges equal growth. You know, challenges, yeah, equal growth. You know, you're grateful, Trina. How am I doing? You know, tonight, guys, I'm encouraged. And God's encouraging me to stay committed to the process. Stay committed to what he's called me to do. You know, and the thing about this is that, life happens. Also, the other thing that challenges. We're going to have those challenges. Like my cousin was saying, challenges equal growth. We can have those challenges. You might say, Lord, I didn't sign up for this that I'm going through. You might say, Lord, I didn't sign up for this. But listen to this. You've got to go through this to get to the other side. Sometimes we say, I want to go to the next level, Lord. But we don't want to have to go through what comes with going to the next level. Sometimes we don't want to go through disappointment. Sometimes we don't want to go through when things don't happen the way we expect them to happen. Oh, Lord, I'm just going to give up and go. No, stay committed to what God has called you to do. You know. But how are you guys doing tonight? How are you doing? Thank you, Cornelius. Thank you. I appreciate you coming through. And it encourages me, guys, you guys coming through, you know, through tonight. Because I know that, okay, I'm on the right path. Look, I'm preaching to myself because the message is for me first. But staying committed. I'm like, okay, Lord. And sometimes we have to take a break, right? But God's like, no. Share this message. Staying committed to the process. You know, because listen, we need a break from what's going on right now. But listen, God is still in control. And this part that I'm going back to Galatians 6, 9 and 10. Let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Listen, we should, as Christians, as God's people, we should, when we have the opportunity, guys, we should do good to all people. But I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing, even in the body of Christ. I'm seeing people are saying they're going to do good to people who think like they think. And even when you know that someone is mistreating someone else, you say, well, at least it's not me, and I'm good. But that's not the way. The word says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Listen, staying committed to process. You will face challenges. And sometimes, guys, I'll say this, sometimes we have to push. Pray until something happens. Push. Pray until something happens. Because, listen, we're going to have challenges. But what helps me when I'm dealing with a challenge is to give praise to God and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for being so good. Thank you for being my rock. Thank you for being my salvation. Thank you for being my light. Thank you for being my hiding place. Thank you, Lord. So while I'm praying, I'm giving thanks. I'm thanking him. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me through this situation. Will you bring me through it, over it, under it, around it? Thank you. I'm going to focus on you and not the problem. Listen, guys, we have life. We come to these different places in our lives. We have challenges. And those mountains, we can either focus on those mountains or we can focus on God. So I'm going to encourage you right now. Don't focus on that mountain. Focus on God. And thank the Lord for being in total control. You know, I love what you said right there, because patience goes a long way with God's grace. Yeah, patience. My mom would say, patience is a virtue. She would always tell me that. Patience is a virtue. Being patient, because you're going to face challenges. And sometimes, guys, it's like I've talked about before, we talked about here with this time together, becoming comfortable, being uncomfortable. Sometimes God won't change that thing that makes us uncomfortable. We will change how we react to that thing. He'll change us. He might not change the situation, but he'll change us in the situation. I want to encourage someone today. You might be going and growing through, but I'm going to tell you this. Stay committed to the process and allow the Lord to change you. He might not change the situation, but he can change you. And then what you do while you're going through that process. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let's do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. You know, going and growing through, staying committed to the process. Staying committed to the process. Listen, I don't know about you, but when you stay committed and you say, okay, Lord, help me, give me the grace. You say, Lord, I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to lean on you. I'm going to believe in you. Guess what? When God brings you through that situation, he brings you through that situation, guess what? You become stronger. You could become stronger with each situation you go through that you allow yourself to grow through. So every time you go through something, you allow yourself to grow through it, and you allow God to do what he's going to do in your life, guess what? You become stronger. But the key is for us, we have to guard our minds. When you're going and growing through, you have to guard your mind. You have to speak over your life. You have to encourage yourself because life and death is in the power of the tongue, what you're speaking out of your mouth. And when things don't go the way we expect them to go, or we think they should go, I just want to encourage you to say, Lord, I will trust you regardless of what I'm going through. I'm going to trust you that you'll bring me through this thing. And listen, as God says, we're going through this process, love, love. Spread love. Spread God's love. Let your foundation be in love. You know? But each situation you go through, when you are willing to learn, guess what? You become stronger with each situation. If you are willing to go through it and grow through it, go and grow. And I talk about, I love that, go through it. Then grow. Grow. Go to the next level. Some of you guys have been praying, Lord, I'm believing you for X, Y, and Z. But listen to this. You have to allow yourself to grow. You have to allow God to speak to you, your heart, your mind. And then you have to begin to do those things. It's not enough just to hear it, the word. I got to become a doer of the word as well. You know, and what do you do when you're challenged? My question for you guys today is this. What do you do when you are challenged? What do you do? You focus on God or you focus on the problem? What's going on? We got, sorry about that noise, guys. We got Brian in the house. What's going on, Brian? I'm going to see what Brian is talking about in 1 Kings. We got Brian in the house. Now, Brian, you know what we're talking about tonight, right? Yeah, it amazes me to see what you guys share and how God used that with what he's placed in my heart to share. I'm going to read what Brian is sharing, 1 Kings 8:61. 861. I'm going there right now. Going there right now. Okay. Brian. Shoo-wee. Oh, my goodness. Brian. Y'all want to hear what this word says? This word says, but your hearts must be fully committed to the Lord our God to live by his decrees and obey his commands as at this time. Whew. I want to... Did you guys get that? Let me read that again. This word right here, 1 Kings 8:61. But your hearts must be fully committed to the Lord our God to live by his decrees and obey his commands at this time. Are you guys hearing it? Brian, thank you, Brian. Whoo! This is a word right here, guys. But your hearts must be fully committed to the Lord your God, the Lord our God, to live by his decrees and obey his commands at this time, as at this time. It does not say, but your hearts must be fully committed to, and you fill in that blank. It says your hearts must be fully committed to the Lord our God. Brian, I just want to just praise God right now. Hallelujah. This is a word right here. Because God, who are you putting your trust in? Who are you putting your trust in? I'm seeing people saying, but your hearts must be fully committed to Donald Trump. No. To an elected official. No. But your hearts must be fully committed to the Lord, our God. So if you say you love God, listen, your focus needs to be on God. Lord, have your way. Fully become committed to God and to his process. Then what does God's word say? And then live by it. Staying committed to the process. Is the Bible your roadmap? It's about, yeah, Mike dropped Brian for real because Brian brought that word right there. I'm ready to start shouting right there. But your hearts must be fully committed to the Lord our God to live by his decrees and obey his commands as at this time. I can't get beyond this. In going and growing through, staying committed to the process, let our hearts, your hearts be fully committed to God. To live by his decrees and obey his commands as at the time. People talking about life and protecting life, but they don't mind taking a life. It's, I don't get it. Fully commit your heart to the Lord. I love that, Brian. I love this right here. This right here. Woo! I'm going to eat on this a little bit later on. Because how many of us are really saying, Lord, I'm going to commit myself to you. Lord, I'm going to commit myself to you and to your word. And then you add that to Galatians 6:9. I know I've read early in the beginning of this time together in Galatians 6:7, where it says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. But I love the 9 and 10, let's not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. And then you go back to there. But your hearts must be fully committed to the Lord our God to live by his decrees and obey his commands at this time. How many of us are willing to do that? Saying, Lord, I'm gonna love my brother as I love. I'm going to do unto others as I'll have them do unto me. How many of us are living by that? So going and growing through, staying committed to the process. While you're going through the process, what are you doing? How are you treating your neighbors? Are you loving people? Are you doing good to all people? Or just to those who do what you want them to do? Now, sometimes, guys, we're not going to agree with people. But guess what? I'm going to pray the best for you. If I have the opportunity to do well and to do you good, I'm saying, Lord, help me, because you've been so good to me. Help me to be good to someone else. Because listen, while we're going through the process, we're going through life's lessons, guess what? We're still living. We're still experiencing life. Listen, you will have challenges. You know, and it's what you do right now. It's what you do and what you say. It really, really makes a difference, guys. It's what you do. What you do, what you say. And what do you do when you're challenged? Do you forget about your Christianity? Do you forget about God when you're challenged? When someone challenges you, do you raise up? What are you doing? You know, do you pull out your gun? What do you do? Do you talk? How do you do these things? How do you deal with challenges? How do you deal with those things? Why? Because when you're going and growing through, you're either going to go forward, you can stay back, you're going to be sedentary, you know, stay there, or you can go backwards. What are you going to do? How do you handle life's lessons? How do you handle the challenges? Because some of us have to change. Lord, what I've done is not working. And sometimes we have to take a step back. Our thoughts affect our behaviors, right? Our thoughts, feelings affect our behaviors. You think of it, you begin to feel things, and then you go ahead and do it. You know, or you feel things, then your thoughts, and then you do. So listen, sometimes when we're facing these challenges and we're dealing with life's lessons, and, you know, do we go through it? Do we grow through it? What do we do? How do you deal with it? And sometimes it's great, guys, to ask yourself, How am I dealing with this? How do I deal with this? Because guess what? Life is going to happen. For those who came through, first point tonight was this: life happens. Second point, you will face challenges. We're talking about going and growing through, staying committed to the process. Third point, I'm going to tell you guys tonight, follow God's timetable, his plan. Sometimes we want things to happen now. I'm going to tell you, there's a reason for everything. There's a reason for everything under the sun. There's a reason why you might be experiencing what you're experiencing now. For myself, guys, I've learned a lot by myself during the season. God has shown me people's hearts. You know, I sit around and look at people. I'm like, whoa, you thought that? You support this? You support that? I don't know about you, but I've learned a lot. But one thing I know, I said, Lord, I'm going to focus on you. Because if I focus on a situation, it's going to be the end of me. But I'm going to focus on you. I'm going to do what you've called me to do. I'm going to follow your timetable. I'm going to tell you this. Don't jump out of the fire too soon. Don't jump out of the fire too soon. You might say, what are you talking about? Sometimes we might be saying, Lord, things are going kind of slow. I want what you have for me, and I want for what you have for me right now. And sometimes we jump from one situation to a worse situation because we could not be, what did my cousin say earlier? Patient. We could not be patient. So we jump right from it. Jump right from one thing to something that's even worse. So I want to encourage you tonight, follow God's timetable for your life. You know, follow God's timetable. Thank you for sharing that, Brian. I'm going to come back to that, Brian. I appreciate that. You know, so don't jump out of the fire too soon. That's like if you're cooking or baking, let's say you're baking a cake. What happens if you take that cake out too soon? What if the elements aren't right? What if, you know, you didn't have the heat at the right time, at the right temperature? What if you didn't keep it in that long? You're not going to get what you really, really wanted. So I want to encourage you, follow God's timetable. So when you're going through something, I want to encourage you, don't move before you're supposed to move. Don't jump out of the fire. Don't think that the grass looks greener on the other side, because what you might find out and discover is that it's not what you thought it was going to be. So it's very, very important that we follow God's timetable and his plan. And like I said earlier, guys, patience is a virtue. You know, listen, patience is a virtue. You know, my mom used to always say patience, patience, patience when I was growing up. And it is so, so true. What would happen if we said, you know, Lord, I'm going to stay committed to what you're telling me to do. You tell me stay in this place, I'm going to stay in this place. Wherever you are, whatever season you're in, perhaps God, you might be like, okay, ready? Lord, I'm ready to build, but you have me being silent. You have me be quiet. In this, you have me to remain quiet in this season. Whatever it is that God's called you to do, patience is a virtue. Are you willing to wait? When you're going and growing through, guess what? Sometimes you have to wait. Sometimes God will say, wait. And you're still staying committed to the process. And remember, you're staying committed to him. More than the first thing you're doing is you're staying committed to him. Staying committed to God. Staying committed to the process, his timetable, his plan for your life. And you might not like it, whatever it is that it is, but you guess what? It's something that you probably need. You might not like it, but it's something that you need. Now, when Brian is throwing these scriptures out now, I'm going to go to Proverbs 6:19. Let me see what Brian's talking about. How you guys doing out there? You guys doing okay tonight? I hope this is blessing you tonight. I hope this message is blessing you as it's blessing me. Mm. Ooh, you said a lot right there, Brian. Brian said Proverbs 6:19. Now, Brian, I'm going to ask you, this one of the scriptures I'm going to ask you, I still have to go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Why are you sharing that? Why are you sharing Proverbs 6:19, Brian? I want you to tell us why you're sharing that one. And I'm going to wait for you to respond. I'm going to keep on talking until, you, until I see your response. I just want to know, why are you sharing Proverbs 6:19? You might not like it, but you need it. Whatever that it is. In the process, you know, how many of you guys know that sometimes while we're going through things, we're dealing with life's issues, you might say, Lord, I don't like this situation. I don't like being in this place. I don't like what I'm experiencing. But what you're experiencing is what you're going to need to go to the next level that you've been praying about. Sometimes you might say, Lord, I want everything that you have for me. But we don't want to go through the pain. We don't want to have to go through it. You know, it goes to point number three, follow God's timetable and plan. Okay, he's saying a false witness. A false witness who pours out lies and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers come up following God's timetable. So I'm just trying to understand. Is that what you're, that's goes to point number three? Okay. Oh, you might not like it, but you need it. Okay. All right. I think I know, Brian, but I need you to help me out on that one just a little bit. Why do you think it goes with number three, Brian? We, Tamisha says this, we want microwave results. God likes to use the slow cooker. All right, Tamisha. Tamisha came in, woo, throwing it down. Hey, Tamisha, that's true. We want microwave results, right? God likes to use the slow cooker. How many of you guys know, we say, Lord, have your way, and then things happen. We wonder, Lord, why am I going through this? Why am I going through this? You might not like it, but you need it. Because guess what? When you go through that thing and God brings you through it, guess what? There might be someone who might need to hear your testimony and what God has done for you, what God is doing for you, because God will keep you in the midst of the storm. God will keep you in the midst of your storm. God will keep you in the midst of the storm. You might not like it, but you need it. Now, the other thing is this. Allow God to fully do his work in you. Allow God to fully do his work in you. You know, I'm going to tell you this, guys. I was driving, right? I was driving this morning. There was a car behind me. I was in front, right? And then a car came from my right. I was in the middle lane. A car came from my right. Speeding, like going like 20 miles above the speed limit to get in my lane, the middle lane, to just come up to a red light. I kept driving. I was standing there. There's a car behind me on my left going slow. We all got to the light. One person was in a rush, almost caused an accident. Another one was going slower than I was going. Now I was going to speed limit. And God said, look, they all came to the same place. They all came, we all got to the light. We all end up at the same light. Follow God's timetable and plan. It doesn't matter what other people are doing. You know, sometimes we get off key when we look at what other people are doing. Okay, I thank you, Brian. Brian says, the world is waiting on the results for the presidency, but God is still in control. That's true. God is still in control. And even with dealing with these results, go and grow through this. Learn. Open your eyes, people. We have to open up our eyes. See how people are acting. I'm taking notes, mental notes. Oh, this person is doing this. This person believes that. So I'm thinking, is this person really doing good for everyone? You know, guys, but I'm staying committed to the process. My focus is going to be on God. Listen, it doesn't matter how, who's doing what over here, there. Am I in the lane I'm supposed to be in? Am I doing what God's called me to do? Am I staying focused? to what God has called me to do. I also encourage you guys, don't become so emotional and get off track that you forget to stay focused. Stay focused on God. Stay focused on what God has called you to do. He holds the timetable plan over all this. He does. Thank you. Thank you, Brian. You know, God has it. He has it. God has everything in his plan. You know, one thing that God had asked me, placed on my heart, was like, so what if this thing goes a different way? Are you still going to trust me? Are you still going to trust me? Are you still going to go and grow through this and stay committed to the process? To the process. Some of us, those of you guys who might be coming through, we love God, right? Some of those of us who love God, we say we love God. We might be on two opposing teams, but we're really on the same team, on God's team. So at the end of the day, guys, stay committed to the process. Do good to all people. Treat your neighbor as you want to be treated. Love. Do everything that you do in love. Go through the process. Don't allow this to keep you from moving forward and doing what God has called you to do. We have to believe that God is ultimately in control, that God is ultimately in control of everything. Allow God to fully do his work in you. Don't move before he tells you to move. Don't stop spreading the gospel. Don't stop. You know, Keep on going on. And one of the scriptures that Brian has shared was 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. And when that time has come, first of all, that's the way we should live our lives by this anyway. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. I want to encourage you to renew your mind each day. Renew your mind. Get your mind right and stay committed to the process. My last point tonight, stay committed to the process. We all, like I said, life happens. You will face challenges. Follow God's timetable, his plan, and stay committed to the process. It might hurt, but you got to stay committed to the process. You might feel like, Lord, this is the worst thing I've gone through. I am tired of dealing with this, but I'm going to encourage you to go through the process that God will bring you out. Am I the only one who's gone through this? But you've been feeling like, Lord, I am tired of this. I am tired of what we're experiencing. And I have to be honest, guys, you know, it really disturbed me. When some people that I really, really, really have loved, they could not see or understand what I was experiencing as a black man. It bothered me because I was like, stay committed to the process. I'm not going to look at that situation. I'm going to look at God and say, Lord, I'm going to trust in you to change the situation. And even if you cannot change the situation, change my outlook in this situation. My thing is this, that God showed me is this. God will use what you go through to get you to the next level. He might not change the situation, but you have to be willing to grow. And even when he doesn't change it, still love. Still be committed to God. Commit your heart to God. I love that. Brian, I love that. Commit your heart to God. You know, guys, listen to this. Matthew 4:19. Jesus told, when he called his first disciples, he said this, come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. Tonight, God is saying this, come, follow me. And I will make you fishers of men. Come, follow me. And God will use your life to touch someone else's life. God will use you, your experiences, to help someone get through. And he said that those disciples, those first disciples, they left their nets. Simon Peter and his brother Andrew, they left their nets and followed him. Stay committed to the process. I believe that Jesus is saying, come, follow me. If you're already following him, perhaps he's saying, stay focused on me. Stay focused on me. I want to encourage you tonight, stay focused on God. Stay focused on what God has called you to do. Renew your mind and rededicate yourself to God. Rededicate your mind to God and say, Lord, I know you can use me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Help me to stay focused and not to become distracted. There are many distractions today. Distractions, you hear this over here, this over there. What is God saying to you? What is God saying to you? Do not stop what God has called you to do. I want to encourage you, whatever you're going through tonight, do not stop what God has called you to do. If you want to give up, listen. Don't stop what God has called you to do. We know that times are going to get worse. We know that Jesus is coming back soon. People are doing some crazy things out here in these streets. But listen, stay committed to the process. Stay committed to what God has called you to do. Stay committed. Listen, and focus on God and his work. And be a good steward of what he's called you to do. Be a good steward over what God has given you. God's blessed you with gifts. Use those gifts. If it's cooking, cook. If it's encouraging, encourage. If it's the arts, dance, sing. Use those gifts. Play whatever God has blessed you with. Use it. Focus on him. Focus on his work, what he's called you to do. Staying committed to the process. We're all going to be dealt with situations that we're going to have to either be willing to go through, grow through. But what are we going to do when those things arise in our lives? Do we turn here and there, or do we focus on God? I'm just going to encourage you tonight. Focus on God and his work, what he's called you to do. Go and grow. Learn and go to the next level. The key is this, guys. Sometimes we're not going to always be on cloud nine. Sometimes we're going to have those days when we're thinking a lot about a whole bunch of things. But the thing is this, that we are willing to grow. What's going on, Kathy? Good evening. The thing is this, that we're willing to go through those things that we're going through and then to grow through those things to do what God has called us to do. Tonight's message has been going and growing through. Staying committed to the process. Staying committed to the process. First point, life happens. Second point, you will face challenges. Third point, follow God's timetable. Stay and plan for your life. Stay committed to the process. Thank you so much for coming through. Love you, cousin. Now, guys, I'm going to tell you this real quick. Do everything that you do in love. Do everything that you do in love. You know, guys, when you're going through things, you know, listen, I want to encourage you guys. Let's, even with these elections and everything that we're going through, let's speak nicely to each other. Let's pray for one another. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters who might be feeling like things aren't going the way they want them to go. Let's pray that we will go and grow through this and learn from this. But I'm going to tell you this, guys. 1 John 4:19-21. I love this. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. Don't tell me you love God, but you hate your brother. Don't tell me you love God, but you hate this person, you hate that person. Don't tell me you love God, you stand for God, but you hate. Do everything you do in love. So are you going through your process? Are you dealing with life's lessons? You're learning. I want to encourage you, stay committed to God. Like Brian has shared with that scripture in 1 Kings 8:61, commit your hearts to God. Commit your hearts to the Lord our God. Commit your hearts to the Lord. So while you're going and growing through, stay committed to the process. And staying committed to process is really staying committed to God, committing your heart to him and to what he's worked, to the work that he's doing in and through you. I want to encourage you to go do what God has called you to do. Be obedient to the season that you are in and know that God is going to work it out. If you say you love God, then love God. And do everything in love. And we'll know we are, and they'll know we are Christians by our love. And what's so sad to see today is that seeing people saying Christians, but not loving. I might not agree with you, but I'm going to love you. I'm going to love you because you are a child of God. God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. And they'll know we're Christians by our love. So let love be the foundation of everything you do. When you're staying committed to the process, still love. Still love. Remember, life happens. You will face challenges. Follow God's timetable. Don't leave too soon. Stay committed to the process. And really, the commitment is really to God. I just want to encourage you guys tonight. Don't let your emotions lead you into doing ungodly things that you will regret later. That word goes for whoever it goes to. Trust God. Trust the process. And do everything that you do in love. I want to say God bless you guys. I hope you're encouraged. Thank you for those who have shared this message time together on your timelines. Please do that. Please keep in your prayers. I'm praying for you. Please pray for Fire Heart Ministries as God is doing this new thing in my ministry. And I'm excited. I'm excited. And I'm staying committed to the process. And what has God said about your situation? Not what people are saying, because people are saying a whole bunch of things nowadays. But what is God saying to you? Do that. Be blessed. And if you don't know Jesus for yourself, just ask the Lord to come into your heart. You know, repent of your sins. Understand that, you know, that you do sin. We do sin. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And what we do have is because of God's grace. So if you want to experience Christ in your life, just be willing to say, Lord, please forgive me for my sins. Come into my heart. I believe you. You died and on the third day. You rose again with all power in heaven and in earth. I pray you come into my heart. And I pray that you will teach me. I pray that you will guide me. And then allow the Lord to lead and guide you. Guys, let us focus on God. Listen, God will come into your heart. I've tried him and I know him. I've tried him and he's true. And I can just tell you that he's been working things out in my life. He's been changing my life. And I just want to encourage you to be willing to allow him to change your life too. I want to say God bless you. I want to say regardless of what happens when we turn this thing off and we look at the reports, I just want to encourage you to remember that God is in control. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. You know, I know it's kind of late, and I'm like, he was a little high, but God will take care of you. Stay committed to him and watch what God is going to do in your life. God bless you guys. Please let me know, how's this ministry time encouraged you? What did you get? What nuggets did you get from tonight's message? And I hope that you will apply it. Listen, I appreciate all you guys have come through, all you guys who've shared, those who haven't shared. I appreciate you. I'm praying for your businesses. Tamisha, you have your business going on. Put your link on there, Tamisha, so people can see what you're doing. Trina, I see you doing great things, and I appreciate you seeing you guys, your family, your reports. I mean, your things that you're showing, that you're sharing on your page. Listen, let's spread love. Let's spread hope. Let's spread joy, and stay committed to the process. Stay committed to the process. God will take care of you. God bless you guys, and have a good night. I hope to see you guys next Tuesday from 9 to 10. God bless.
All right, let me send this text. And Trump is going to win. Maybe he said that, but I don't remember him saying that to me. But anyway, if he did, bring me the audio and the tape, and we have him on the show and say, okay, now what was this now? Did you say that Trump was going to win, or did you say the Lord said? I know he ain't said the Lord said.